It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, off we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Clark Show. Thanks for joining us every week for this wild ride. If you're brand new, again, it's not safe for work, not safe for kids. This is the uncensored version of the radio show, so be prepared. What do we got? What do we got here on the podcast today? We've got a couple of very interesting things. One, we're going to find out, what do women love and what do they strongly disagree with when it comes to butt stuff? We're also going to find out, who is the perfect person to have an affair with? This is crazy.
Do we have a name? Is it narrowed down to like one guy?
I don't know. Hang on. Let me see if they have a name for it. They do get very, very specific. They get very, especially about the guys, they get very specific. Not so much with the women, but the guys, they got it. They got to narrow down quite a bit to exactly what it is. Okay, so let's start right here, though. We tease this, obviously, on the terrestrial show. It's called the Sex Championships. The Swedish Sex Federation is holding the Sex Championships in Spain. I don't know why Spain, but, you know, whatever.
They're lovers.
A Florida man will be participating in the Sex Championships. Now, before we get to his story about being included in the sex championships, let's take a look at the categories, what the competition has to endure when they go off.
And the best anal contender is?
Well, it's a 30-day competition.
My God.
So over the course of 30 days, here are your categories, and then we'll get more specific when we learn about Jax's story.
What are we talking, single elimination, double elimination?
It's a point system. At the end of the month, they tally up the points to see who is the sex champion. Here are your categories. Seduction.
Okay, I'm out.
It says seduction of a competitor. That means, obviously, the other people that are involved, it's your job. And remember, these are all tough cookies here. These are tough, you know, clams to open.
Well, he's doing his patented lean-in eyebrow raise.
Right. Yeah. Can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
The seduction of the competitor. Massaging. Ooh.
Oh, no, he's breaking early for sex.
It's not only massaging, but also another category is massaging of erotic zones of a contestant's body. So there's a regular old back rub, and then there's the really the rub that eventually it turns into. Then foreplay.
He's disqualified.
He skipped right over it. What a surprise.
He tried to hurry it along with a few moments of greedy oral.
A married man skipped right over the foreplay. Uh-oh, next up is oral sex. Surprisingly, she skipped over that one. So what do we got? Seduction, massage, massaging the erotic zones, foreplay, oral sex, then comes the penetration.
Oh, no. It's all been leading up to this moment, folks.
Oh, no, there's more. The seventh category is how long a competitor can show his endurance against another competitor. What is that? Outlast, outweigh? What does that mean for Survivor?
Outlast, outwit.
There you go. Appearance is the eighth category.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure I know what this is. No, the ninth category is artistic execution of pose / stance. Is that like your victory stand there with your hands on your hips?
Or like it's like, you know, they...
As you chucker a towel? Here you go.
He spun it first before he threw it over there. That's got to count for something.
Okay, I get it. I get it. Okay, now I know what it is. Artistic execution of pose and stance. That's your pose while you're doing it.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, look at this. Back is all hunched over.
Yeah.
He's like a greedy fornicator.
Yeah, you've got a leg up on the bed. You got one foot on the floor, one foot on the bed. And then not only do they judge you on your posing, but then creativity in changing the pose. And then, of course, the final category, endurance and number of orgasms over a specific time.
Oh, the over-under.
That's one. It's one.
I pray the over-under on my match is 0.5.
I hit the over. Thank God.
I don't want to ruin it for you, sirs, but it'll be one. It'll be one.
You know, we haven't talked about this entire competition discussion. How crazy awesome it must. Well, not awesome. That's the wrong word. How erotic it must be to be a judge.
Well, you're doing it in front of people.
Well, I know, but you're just sitting there watching. You're like, well, time to watch these people do it. No, judge how they perform.
So who is going to represent the USA? One Florida man is a part of the sex championship. He's also got a wife.
Can I ask what qualifies you for this? Like, were there regional tournaments?
Well, he has a background. His name is Jax. Jax Sweller.
Okay.
Is a married father of three.
He was born into the name.
A self-described budding porn star. He's competing in a month-long festival, which is run by the Swedish Sex Federation in Spain. He claims he's living every man's dream. The competition will be live streamed online. Involves a by the way, it's happening right now. It kicked off on March 5th.
By the way, Mr. Sweller, I don't think it's every man's dream to have sex repeatedly in front of a huge group of people. Although, do they break out in applause like if you do a really great move in the Olympics? They're like,
it's like gymnastics, like a floor routine.
Yeah, or what if you accidentally bust early and the whole crowd's like, oh. He's clearly ejaculated, but he's trying to keep going as if he didn't. He can't keep this up very much longer, and there we have it.
He's just smashing a limp penis against her. He's trying to put it off as being real, but it is not.
We know this man came about 2 minutes ago.
Look at him just mushing it between her legs. What a clown. Boo. They boot him out of the building. Each round will last 45 minutes to an hour.
Whoa.
Fans will vote on who wins with all competitors paired up with random strangers of the opposite sex. Jax, by the way, is from Tampa. He insists his wife doesn't mind his hobby. And she also supports it. He said, I'm a very honest person. I check with my wife every time I go and do a scene. I make sure I have her support every time. The former cameraman, he was a cameraman for porno shoots. He was approached to enter the competition, and he said, I couldn't turn it down. And then he says something really fucking stupid. I'm getting paid to get laid, he says.
And he said something stupid. He's disqualified.
He does admit that he's worried about the pressure, and sometimes it will affect your performance for a guy.
Well, they probably have to drug test you, right? Like, you can't be on any ED medication or anything that's going to make you,
I don't think it matters. He does say that getting an erection in front of so many people is kind of daunting, so that's his main challenge. He said, every day you're teamed up with a person to do certain sexual tasks. Then people who are watching it will vote on who they think the best performer is. He said, but I still love my line of work. I'm living every man's dream.
Hey, when you stand on the podium, where do they hang the medal?
I'd hope by the end of the competition, they got to hang it around your neck because your dick is so tired. Woo. It's like a little guy's coughing up dust.
Although imagine being like, would you like some gold medal award winning intercourse?
Mm-hmm.
Would I?
He's formerly involved in filming adult films. He now makes his money in front of the camera. He said he's getting paid about $4,000 for entering the sex championships. Oh, also all expenses paid trip.
Yay.
I would love to win, but in a way, just doing what I do for a living, I already feel like I've won. Contestants must submit to STD test before the championship, which runs March 5th through April 5th. So it's happening right now. Oh, they have to repeat the test every week. By the end of the events, the competitor with the most votes will be crowned the sex champion. The Swedish Sex Federation says, sex is the satisfaction of psychological and physical needs.
I'm impressed. I guess go Jax, go USA.
Yeah, he's representing. I guess as long as there have been people, there's been buttholes, right? I guess you can't get into this life without one.
Nope.
Belly buttons and buttholes, right?
In and out.
As long as people have had buttholes, people have been trying to put stuff in them, haven't they?
The funny thing is, there was always a first. There was a first person to be like, what if?
It's funny
hear
because
me out.
Every generation thinks that they invented whatever, crazy sex thing is they're going on. But I remember years and years ago reading a book by Marquita Sade, And there is so much anal in those books that were written in the 17, 1800s. They were written hundreds of years ago, and those people couldn't get enough of this stuff.
That's when they had to use, like, whale oil for lube. To light your house and fuck your partner in the butt with.
They say, over the past decade, the subject of backdoor action seems to be a little less taboo. That's thanks to the internet, right? There's still, but it's still an arena of sexuality.
You and I are over here like, we still have so long to go before it's accepted everywhere.
Right. Recently, a group of women were asked about their thoughts on the topic. These were the things the ladies say they love and hate about it. So here we go.
All right. So just to be clear, there are things they love about it.
Well,
it's not universally derided by every woman.
Hey, this is weird. It is by Alex from Florida. I thought a Florida woman would be down for anything. She says, nope, ick. Thinking of anything going in is so cringy.
Yeah, well, you're just not cool, babe.
So let's pass on Alex here. The love and the hate of doing it that way. Colleen says, or maybe it's Coley.
Shit. All right.
She says pain. The pain factor is very real, but a generous amount of lube is mandatory, according to Colleen. She says she'll even prep an hour before. Oh, wow. So she like plans on this.
Damn.
I didn't know that was a thing. She will, she'll prep herself about an hour before with a medium-sized toy. If she knows the activity is on the menu for the evening.
Wow. Could you imagine going out knowing that it's on the menu? I'm not even at that restaurant.
They're going to ask, what are the specials tonight? That could be one of the specials. And I'd say, you know what? I'll have the special. They're like, oh, damn, you're not going to believe it. We just ran out.
86 butthole.
Cleanliness. Hygiene concerns are a thing, according to the women. Shouldn't be an issue if you take care of yourself. Okay.
So what does that mean? Like they're concerned or are we the ones that are supposed to be concerned?
I don't know.
I was always under the impression that just, you know what, there's going to be a mess.
They ask why. There's a perception among some women that nothing back there could be good.
When they say why, we ask why not.
Many women disagree with that and say the number of nerve endings back there can lead to an earth-shattering orgasm if done right.
Hang on, I'm going to write this home. Write this down. So bring this up later. Like, you'd never believe this. You may receive an earth-shattering orgasm.
It's too big is always a concern also. There's also an issue of size intimidation. But, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
The do's and the don'ts, the love and the hate.
It's something I've been dealing with my entire life is size intimidation. How can I be too small for the front door, but too big for the back door? Surely there must be somewhere.
Come on, Goldilocks. This is supposed to be just right.
There must be somewhere I'm just right.
Not her thing. Consent is a must. They say if she's not really into trying it, obviously you need to respect that. The kink factor. Now we're getting somewhere. Most women have a wild streak. For some, this activity feeds right into the wild streak, to the kink, leading to actions that can sometimes be dominant and other times submissive. The kinkiness is a major turn-on for some women.
Some. Like two.
Orgasms. With proper lubrication, relaxation, positioning.
This should be the selling point.
Yep. And attention to detail, they say the orgasms are through the roof. The love and the hate. The pain into pleasure, it can serve as a BDSM thing.
Or it cannot serve at all, whatever.
Right. Satisfying sensations similar to those felt. Oh, people that are into like spanking and paddling and candle wax and that kind of stuff. The pain into pleasure, it becomes one of those things too. Oh, I don't like this one. I don't like anybody that does this. The love and the hate. According to Penelope, it is a gift. She says her man is really into it, so she uses it as some kind of a reward when he does something that she, you know, finds to be sweet or handy or whatever.
Hey, you fixed the dishwasher. How about some butt stack? What's wrong with that?
Right. I don't like it being dangled out there. Like, oh, you can have this if you do this.
I would rather have it dangled out there than not dangled anywhere. You know, those crane machines, they still offer prizes if you win.
She does begrudgingly, I think, say she has developed a bit of a fondness for it.
Hey, I didn't like it at first, but I've learned to love it.
Right. She cries into her pillow. No pregnancy. It's kind of hard to argue with that, right? That's one of the positives.
I'm going to start trying reverse psychology. Be like, you know what? I'm not even interested. The idea grosses me out. I'm sure that'll work out well. Me too. End of story. Right. And scene.
I don't know. As much as she likes to prove you wrong, you never know. I would give it a shot. I'd be like, ew, gross. That's not something for me.
I've heard it's very demeaning to men.
Yep. Research reveals...
She's like, what, do you think I'm an idiot? No. I was hoping you were an
idiot. As you say demeaning to men, her ears perk up immediately. She's like, oh, that's my kink, as a matter of fact. Who's the perfect person to have an affair with? New research takes a look at, and they bang it down pretty good. There are definitely beauty standards in our society, right? We're not all attracted to the same things when it comes to the people. But according to new research, there's a more universal ideal when it comes to the perfect partner for an affair. And they set out to find out exactly who is the ideal person. So they went to a dating site, a cheaters, an adultery website called Illicit Encounters.
Let me take a guess. She's like 28, 29 years old, voluptuous with everything to lose.
No.
She's 48 and angry. I don't know.
They studied Illicit Encounters, a large dating site for married people. Here's what the experts see in this area. They analyzed the views and the clicks of more than 1.5 million members over the last year to see what profiles got the most attention. So what did they learn? Here's what the women want. They want to cheat on their husbands with a man who's 52 years old, 5'11", green eyes, brown hair, motherfucker, drives an Audi.
You have some brown hair.
It's bits and pieces. Drive a fucking Audi, though.
Drives an Audi?
And he makes $64,000 a year.
Oh.
He also has a size 10 feet, athletic build, and he is a Libra.
This guy doesn't exist.
For husbands looking to have an affair, their ideal woman, 44 years old.
Okay.
5'6". And then it becomes standard. Blue eyes, blonde hair, blonde curly hair, and earns more than $38,000 a year.
What does she drive?
They don't have a car listed for her.
She takes the bus!
She's also said to be an Aquarius with a size 5 foot and a toned physique.
Is a size 5 Bigfoot, or is that a small
foot? I have no idea. I don't know. Some big clompers walking around, I don't think you want those.
Come over here, Franken bitch.
They say, we all know that perfection is subjective and varies from person to person. But it's been a real eye-opener collecting the data, says, well, one of the people that was a part of the studies.
You know, statistically, though, there has to be a guy out there that checks all those boxes, who's got all the hair, who's got the Audi, who makes $65,000 a year.
He's probably listening right now and freaking the fuck out.
He's going, holy shit, they're talking about me!
I'm going to get laid today.
This is the greatest day of my life!
They say the notion of a perfect person can be a bit of a romanticized ideal. They add that the key to success in fulfilling relationships is having a partner whose values align with yours and bringing out the best in you, whatever. Regardless of the color of their hair or what they drive or how much money they make. So there, one more time for the cheap seats before we wrap it up. Women want to cheat on their husbands with a man who's 52 years old, 5'11", green eyes, brown hair, drives an Audi, makes more than $64,000 a year. Dudes are going to walk out on you.
I'm 43 and I have a van.
Oh, also he's got a size 10 foot athletic build and he's a Libra. We'll leave that fucking fucking star stuff out of there and fucking Aquarius and Libra. That's I scratched it out.
I have a size 13 and I am a Gemini.
Husband's looking for a woman who is 44 years old, 5'6", blue eyes, blonde curly hair, earns more than 38,000, size 5', and a toned physique. So if you fit the description, good luck out there. You're what we're looking for. So there you go. That's a very informative podcast. Yeah, we learned a ton. There's the podcast for this week. Again, thank you for being a part of it. Obviously, you can stay up to date on all things JLNK anytime, including every episode of the podcast, by heading over to jlnkshow.com. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Podcasts by Federated Media.